Good morning, it's Tuesday, June 21st. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Is that summer we see on the horizon? Expect highs in the mid-70s on Tuesday with some clouds in the morning and sun in the afternoon. Overnight lows will fall into the upper 50s. A cooler Wednesday will set the table for the hottest days of the year later in the week. The Washington State Attorney General's office filed a motion Friday asking a judge to set $10,000 bail for Pierce County Sheriff Ed Troyer in connection to his upcoming trial on false reporting charges, alleging he violated no-contact provisions allowing him to remain out of jail. Troyer previously was released on his own recognizance. The filing comes about 10 days after a Pierce County pro tem judge granted an anti-harassment protection order against Troyer to the black newspaper carrier the sheriff called Tacoma police on in January 2021. Troyer claimed the man threatened his life during an early morning confrontation in the sheriff's Tacoma neighborhood. The carrier, Cedric Altimer, has said he was just delivering papers and never threatened Troyer. The sheriff's call prompted a massive police response. Troyer later told officers at the scene that he had not been threatened, according to police reports. The Attorney General's office charged Troyer in October with false reporting and making a false or misleading statement to a public servant, both misdemeanors. The case is scheduled to go to trial this October. Pierce County Councilmember Hans Zeiger announced Friday he will resign as the District 2 representative. His last day is July 31. His next job will be as president of the Jack Miller Center, a nonprofit that works to advance American history and civics education. Zeiger, a Republican, has represented Puyallup, South Hill, Sumner, Edgewood, Milton, Pacific, and Summit View since January 2021. He previously served as a Washington State Representative and State Senator for the 25th District. Council Chair Derek Young said in a statement he appreciated Zeiger's hard work for Pierce County residents. To fill Zeiger's vacancy, the local Republican Party precinct officers will submit three nominees to council for consideration. The council will review, interview, and appoint a person to fill the vacancy. The council can't take action to fill the position until it is vacated. The salary for the District 2 council position is $120,284. Stephen Todla ran, but he couldn't hide. Almost 5 months after a January 26 hit-and-run incident that injured a woman in downtown Tacoma, police in Bend, Oregon, arrested Todla Friday, according to a statement from Tacoma police. He'll be booked into the Pierce County Jail and face charges of first-degree assault and failure to remain at the scene of an injury accident. Pierce County prosecutors filed those charges Monday, though Todla was not yet in custody. A warrant was issued for his arrest after police developed information linking Todla to the pickup truck that injured 49-year-old Teresa Evans, who was participating in a protest outside the LeMay Americas Car Museum. Evans sustained a concussion, head lacerations, and a shattered pelvis. Law enforcement is investigating two fatal shootings over the weekend. A 22-year-old active duty soldier stationed at Joint Base Lewis McChord was fatally shot Saturday in Parkland, according to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. A department statement said the shooting took place during a gathering at a home, attended by the victim and the shooting suspect. Deputies searched the area after reaching the scene, but did not locate the suspect. Hours after responding to that fatal shooting, deputies were back in the area later that night after a report of a second shooting. About 10 p.m. Saturday, deputies were dispatched to a storage facility in the 10,400 block of Pacific Avenue South after a report of shots fired with a man down. The department reports there had been a large party at the location during the day and evening prior to the shooting. A blanket covers a body in a gallery at the Washington State History Museum in downtown Tacoma. At least it looks that way. The human-shaped form is just an illusion, a work of art in this year's In the Spirit Indigenous Art Show. The piece, by Pyramid Lake Paiute artist Charles Bloomfield, stops a visitor in their tracks. Hand prints cover the blanket. It's titled, In Remembrance of the Missing and Murdered. Lakewood resident Bloomfield has been involved with In the Spirit for 13 years, sometimes as a juror, sometimes as an artist. The show features 37 works by 26 Native artists. Some of the pieces are traditional while others are contemporary. The showing, on display through September 11, isn't commercial. Some of the work is playful, like the two facing Sasquatch-like figures made from metal by Muckleshoot artist Catherine Arquette. A traditional-style cedar raven mask by Tlingit artist James Johnson looks across the gallery at a contemporary mask by Yupik artist Jennifer Angayak Wood. Two organizations whose members pose as children to catch suspected child predators helped Tacoma police arrest a registered sex offender from Adams County this week, officials say. Workers with Predator Poachers and Women Against Predators, pretending to be four girls between the ages of 11 and 13, arranged for the 79-year-old man to meet them in the 2300 block of South Washington Street in Tacoma, according to a news release. Detectives determined they had enough evidence for the man to be charged with multiple counts of attempted child rape and communicating with a minor for immoral purposes. Police did not release the man's name. A Pierce County Superior Court judge issued an arrest warrant Tuesday, and police arrested the man in Adams County on Wednesday. Once again, Tacoma residents will have opportunities across the city to snack on popcorn while snug in lawn chairs and blankets at any of the Grand Cinema's 7 outdoor free film screenings this summer. Grand Cinema began the series last year after receiving funds from the City of Tacoma's Tacoma Creates Initiative, which in 2021 allocated $4 million across organizations that committed to increasing access to arts, culture, and science for low-income children. In light of the COVID pandemic shutting theaters down throughout much of 2020 and 2021, the nonprofit theater decided to use its share of funding for an outdoor movie screen with hopes of bringing free film screenings to venues across the city. Screenings will be held at Wright Park, Salish and Family Investment Center, Asia Pacific Cultural Center, People's Park, Star Center, Center of Norpoint, and Eastside Community Center. You can find a full list of dates, times, and titles at grandcinema.com/outdoor-movies. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.